This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Lion City, Singapore this afternoon in the second leg of his two-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. He was received by Singapore's Minister of Home Affairs and Law, K. Shanmugam. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. Speaking to media persons, MEA spokesperson Nirandhi Jaiswal said, both leaders will meet to review the progress of the India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Earlier today, India and Brunei signed an MOU for cooperation in the operation of the telemetry, tracking and telecommand station for satellites and launch vehicles. The two countries also decided to elevate the bilateral ties to enhance partnership to further strengthen, deepen relationship in all areas of mutual interest. It was decided after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hassan Al-Wolkiah, in Bandar Seri Begawan. In his remarks during the talks, the Prime Minister said, Brunei being an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision is a guarantee of a bright future for both nations. Mr. Modi also highlighted that India supports Vikasvad developmentalism, not Vistarvad expansionism. The pensioners of the Employees' Pension Scheme will now be able to receive their pension from any bank across the country, starting from January 1, 2025. This will benefit more than 78 lakh pensioners of the Employees' Provident Fund Organisation, EPFO. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said that the approval of the centralised pension payment system marks a significant milestone in the modernisation of the EPFO. He added that the disbursement of pensions from any bank branch in the country will address the long-standing challenges faced by pensioners. The minister further said that this is a crucial step in the ongoing efforts to transform the EPFO into a more robust, responsive and tech-enabled organisation. There will also be no need for pensioners to visit the branch for any verification at the time of the commencement of their pension, and the pension shall be immediately credited upon release. The centralised system will also ensure the disbursement of pensions throughout India, without any need for the transfer of pension payment orders, PPO, from one office to another, even when the pensioner moves from one location to another or changes their bank or branch. A memorandum of settlement was signed among Centre, Tripura government and representatives of National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, in New Delhi today. Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister of Tripura, Manik Saha, and senior officials of Home Ministry and Tripura government were present on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said, "It is a matter of joy that NLFT and ATTF have given up weapons and joined the mainstream and expressed their commitment towards the development of Tripura." Amrit Udyan will be exclusively open for all teachers tomorrow on the occasion of Teachers' Day. The President's Secretariat said in a release that entry is from gate number 35 of Rashtrapati Bhavan. A free shuttle bus service from Central Secretariat Metro Station to gate number 35 will also be available for their convenience. The Amrit Udyan Summer Annuals Edition 2024 is open to the public from the 16th of last month to the 15th of this month from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. except on Mondays. Entry is free of cost. Visitors can book their slots online on the Rashtrapati Bhavan website. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Gujarat today. The weather agency has also forecast heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and East Rajasthan during the next 7 days. The Met Department has predicted widespread light to moderate rainfall over West, Central and Northeast India, coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the week. At the Paris Paralympics, India's shot put thrower Sachin Sarjerao Kilari clinched the silver medal in the men's shot put F46 final with a whopping throw of 16.32 metre. He brought the country's 21st medal in the Mega Para event. In women's shot put F46 final, Amisha Rawat finishes 15th in the event. In shooting, Rudranj Khandelwal and Nihal Singh failed to qualify in the mixed 50-meter pistol SH1 event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.